the topics that have dominated the news in recent days are inflation, the rise in prices of the stuff we buy, and the Omicron variant of COVID-19. What happens when you put these two together? That's what economic analysts are trying to figure out. To be clear, no one knows yet what kind of impact Omicron is going to have. The World Health Organization says the Delta variant, a previous mutation of coronavirus, is still causing most of the infections worldwide. And as it began to spread earlier this year, Delta caused a lot of the problems we're still seeing with the supply chain. That's included factory shutdowns, shortages of manufacturing materials, and store shelves with less inventory. And the U.S. Federal Reserve, the nation's central bank, says the supply chain disruptions made the inflation problem worse. Earlier this year, officials said rapidly rising prices would be transitory or temporary. Now, the Fed's chairman is indicating that America's inflation may not settle down anytime soon. And a big reason why is that supply issues are hard to predict. They're not spread out evenly among factories, shipping, trucking, warehouses. And fears about the Omicron variant may add to the complexities of the problem, because if it spreads like Delta did, or sickens groups of people who work closely together, more factory closures could be on the horizon, and people may be hesitant to work with others in close quarters. With a shortage of workers already causing challenges in several different fields, anything that keeps more people from working could only make things worse. But again, it's not known if Omicron will sicken people the way Delta did, or if existing treatments and vaccines will work against the disease. So it's hard to predict any sort of future economic impact at this point. The current impact continues to take a toll, especially on the nation's farmers.
As Jim Jones finishes the sweet potato harvest on his North Carolina farm, skyrocketing costs are slicing through his profits.
Are you seeing any more money from this inflation?
No, we're actually paying for it.
The price of fertilizer, fuel, and labor are way up with no ceiling in sight.
How did your profit change this year?
I would say maybe 10-15%.
What about looking ahead to next year?
I'd add that much more to it again.
Despite those markups at the market, many farmers say the price they receive for their crop isn't going up. So your price is staying the same?
My price is staying the same, or a little lower.
Why don't farmers just raise the price of their crops?
Farmers are price takers, not price makers.
Patty Edelberg is vice president of the National Farmers Union.
Who's making the money from that inflation?
Much more the middleman than anybody else.
The USDA confirms that in many cases, processors and distributors that get food from the farm to store shelves are the ones passing along their surging costs. With materials and ingredients still stuck on cargo ships and a shortage of labor and truckers driving up wages and costs.
To some extent, we're also trying to pay for the uncertainty in the marketplace right now.